Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Venby. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And later on today on the show, Nigeria's star Wakonzi is going to be my guest. Yes, this guy is hot, so I want you to stick and stay around because I've got some beautiful songs that I'll be playing from his album, Wakonzi's Greatest Hits. So right now, let's start the ball rolling with music from Naija. And this one is Galio by Petro Ranking featuring Tiwa Savage of Nigeria. And right after that, Sugar in the remix by Ebizi of Sierra Leone featuring Davido. And then Remember Me. It's old, but I just love this beat and I want to take you down memory lane with it. The sound of the great Lucky Dube from South Africa. Remember Me. But right now, Galio, the sound of Petro Ranking featuring Tiwa Savage from Nigeria. Right on the African beat. Let's go.
Check out your my wallet, what day? Me love you very long, 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 long. Pass me your love like a ping pong, ding pong. Cause you ring my bell like a ding dong, ding dong. Oh, cause this love ain't no good trouble, no one. I know the feeling is strong, but you is a bandit. Never love another lie. Go tell my friends them, go tell my friends them that he will die for me. Go tell my mama, go tell my papa that he will die for me. Go tell my friends them that he would die for me. Go tell my mama, go tell my papa that he would die for me.
Galio, for so long I've been waiting, yo. Waiting for your love and your body, yo. Come take up the money, yo. Pretty baby, you're my honey, yo. We love you for a very long time,
long time.
You love me when I get to die,
get to die.
Me won't give.
When me give you this, you give me that. Me girl so real, she not a copycat. Baby, wine it like that. Me love it when you giving me like that. Boomba, you are a blessing. You came into my life, no more stressing. See the smile on your face seems impressing. Everything around you seems interesting. Don't read me if I saw like you don't, don't, don't. Take you anywhere you want, go, go, go. Teach you everything you need to know, don't, know. Show you that I love you so, so. Yali, oh.
For so long I've been waiting, oh. Waiting for your love and your body, oh. Come take up the money, oh. Pretty baby, I'm a honey, oh. We love you for a very long time,
long time.
You love me when I get to die,
get to die.
Bottom of my heart, from the end to inna you they make my head go Kolongo eh. And I just they love your body so Balango eh. And my heart and soul is all for you, my baby eh. Inna do it all again with you, my girl again.
Hello Africa, you are now tuned into the African Beat with David Vandy, the sound of the African people on the Voice of America. This is Aluseni Yantene, the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful music, Remember Me. Well, Anas Brewer, my brother in Sierra Leone, popularly known as Vamboy. If you're listening, I'm sure you love that beat so much. Yeah. And right before that was Sugar and a remix by Ebezi of Sierra Leone featuring Davido. And Galio by Petro Ranking featuring Tiwa Savage from Nigeria. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on today, and that is Wakonzi from Nigeria. He is going to be right here, and he's my guest. Stay tuned.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to The African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beats.
Welcome back, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And now let me bring you this tune from Ghana, and it's done for us by Stemi G featuring Nanki 360. And this is Somuji. Somuji, beautiful music there by Stemi G. And right after that, Bwerere by Kalisha of Kenya and Be Happy by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. But Stemi G featuring Nanki 360 from Ghana now comes in with Somuji.
Take him. Stemi G, baby. Boy, I take him.
Machine, machine.
It's Nanki. True love to me and me and you. Anything I order, I go order for two. I be the lesson, you go be my shoe. Baby, you be my boo. Cause your love, they take me higher. Not true, now you be my test. Your love is the ginger me, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much. Now you be my science, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much. Now you go be my wife, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much.
Boy, you take up, you chin and cap, what they know, hold up. Kosumo siza, kosumo ebole miya hule ne mafena. Kemiya woda no tala toma chinga. Viva, viva, va, kosumo miya va. Toba, baby, oh, alaba. Your love will they catch me fever. Money ever bank, kebu ever plow. Tami tami, mi chebo jemi. Oka sumo moko moko festami. Boma insha hun, kashina gwe. Eh, ino bike eh, mi hun ye eh. Boko moko nyam bote wate. Eh, oh, bali wafi.
Your love is the ginger me, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much. Now you be my science, oh, so much, so much, oh, so much.
Now you go be my wife, oh,
so much, so much, oh, so much.
Jai wega la sumo neke, inchele keche, ekren kecha, efe pepepe, anaju minda, mete wante. Hey, mi ya inju, bafra matu, inka buole toma so, keshu. Imae,
uzu mori wa bibi.
Machine.
Sound of Eddie Kenzo from Uganda, and right before that, Bwerere by Kalisha of Kenya, and Somoji by Stamiji of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away, my guest Wakonzi from Nigeria will be here next.
Hello everyone, this is Fatmata Karoma from Miss Culture Intercontinental. You're listening to the African Beat with David Vandy on Voice of America.
The African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Now, let me take this email before I bring in my guest. And this is coming from Billy Boker in Tafawa Belewa, Bauchi State in Nigeria. Hi, David. This is very interesting. I want you to listen to it very carefully. Please remind me to remind you about reminding me to send you this reminder that reminds me of reminding you that you never have to remind me to remember you. Because I always do. My regards to all listeners of African Beat, especially a friend at Dunga in Tafawa Belewa. This is Billy A. Boker from Tafawa Belewa in Bauchi State, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Billy. I know I will not be reminding you to remind me to remind. Beautiful. I love that. Well, let the music roll. Jangolova. And that is what we're going to start with as I bring in my guest today. Jangolova is done for us by our guest, Wakonzi, and he featured Banky W on this great song. And right after that, we'll be talking to him. Jangolova right now.
It's a super duper party.
The girls, they my happy.
It's a super duper party.
The boys, they my happy.
It's a water cut party.
It's a super duper party.
It's a last kitty party.
It's a super duper party.
African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical gem. I guarantee.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my hometown.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And my guest today on the African Beat is Nigerian-born star Wakonzi. And let me just take this time to welcome you to the African Beat, Wakonzi.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here, Mr. David.
Well, if I want to give a quiz, I want to quiz people out there, and I'll ask them, what is Wakonzi's real name?
So quiz, what is Wakonzi's real name? All right, my real name is Anyanwu Obinna Kelvin. Yeah, Anyanwu is my last name. Anyanwu means the sun, you know, like...
Wow,
yeah,
exactly, shining out there,
shining
bright.
Out there, exactly. Then Obinna means heart of the father. I mean, that's Igbo. I'm from Abia State in Nigeria, but I keep telling everybody, it don't matter where I come from, you know, a black man, a white man is the same, you know, I see no difference. You know,
That's it. Okay. Well, now, in as much as we've got that little bit of introduction about your name, so tell the people now who Wakonzi is when it comes to music and the arts.
Well, Wakonzi is an inspirational artist. My main motive is to actually inspire people, help them feel better. I mean, through my challenges, through my stories, you know, like inspire them. Yo, I've been there, I've done that, and you can do it better. But in the, some way, somehow, sometimes I actually do some sort of party music too, exactly. But to a reasonable extent, 90% of my music is inspirational. So I'm an inspirational brand. You know, everything I do is geared towards making the world a better place. You know, I mean, I have the Wakonzi Foundation. I have the Wakonzi brand, and most of my music, 90% of my music, is geared towards inspiring people, especially the young people, you know, making them understand that the present can never be the same with the future, and the future lies in their hands. They can always get what they want. All they need to do is get a plan, hope and depend on God, and don't be ashamed to try again. If you feel, try again. If you feel, try again.
try again.
You get it, man.
That's the voice of Wakonzi right there on the African Beat. This young man is just a sensational man. I've seen him perform before, and today he's going to be right here doing some of his music for us on the African Beat. And now, the first song that I want to touch on is Ogbono Soup.
Yeah, Ogbono. Ogbono Soup. Ogbono Soup.
Say that again.
Soup. Ogbono Soup. Ogbono Soup.
So now, what is Ogbono Soup? Because, you know, I have a lot of Nigerian friends. Always they're talking about Ogbono. So break it down a little bit.
Back in the days, it used to be like an African rhythm for the matured people, you know. Which kind of soup, my mama kuko? Ogbono Soup. Exactly. But from my own perspective of the song, it's like, what kind of girl did an African woman deliver? She delivered an African girl, you know. So the moral of the song is to make every African girl understand that they got morals, you know. Not like when they travel to other parts of the world, like maybe come to America, for instance, they forget where they're from and they forget their morals, you know. So, I mean, Ogbono, to a reasonable extent, describes who an African lady should be. She should respect herself, cover up, do things the right way, you know. If you listen to it deep, because most of the words I use were idiomatic expressions, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm like, and I'm feeling you, girl, and I'm feeling you badly. Like the first one was like, I'm just an African, a truly African man. I'm not American. I'm not European. You understand? That don't mean I have anything against them, but I know where I come from, and those are my morals. You know, I've got to represent my morals. So the girls got to represent the morals too.
So that's why you decided to use the Ogbono Soup, which is a very popular soup.
Exactly. You know, because I come with a understanding that if you want to pass a message to people, you know, you gotta use something that will attract them, you know, something they're already used to, you know. Exactly.
That is so great. Exactly. And now let's enjoy this beautiful music, Ogbono Soup. Well, if you're out there and you've never tried Ogbono before, it is your time now to try it.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you're enjoying the soup, make sure you listen to the music and get some of the dance, because Wakonzi does not just sing. The guy shakes like nobody's business. Here we go now. Wakonzi in Ogbono Soup. This is beautiful.
Indiana.
You're to see Hong Kong again. Yeah.
gunman. Which guy soup, my mama kuko?
Obono supe.
Which guy soup, Adama kuko?
Obono supe.
Supe,
obono, obono, supe.
Obono, supe.
Supe,
obono, obono, supe.
Obono, supe.
Obono, obono,
obono, supe.
Obono, you must do.
Beautiful music, wonderful dancing, marvelous steps there by this great man, Wakonzi, here in the studio with me on the African beat. And that song, I caught myself dancing and really enjoying it. And you did chop me up,
Bono.
How long have you been in this business and in singing, you know?
Well, the truth about it, for me, I've been like in the music industry for like 5 years, about that, you know. But for me, I know my duty is to conquer the world, so I got a lot of things to do with my life, not just music, you know. But for the music and every other part, everything I've been doing that relates to entertainment, I've been doing it for like 5 years, you know.
And so apart from the music, like you're talking about, you know, you're here to conquer the world and you have other parts of the arts that you're involved in. So
yeah,
apart from music, what else do you do?
Well, basically, I'm a project manager, you know, and I'm an entertainment project manager. I'm an international businessman. I am a philanthropist. I sponsor a foundation called Wakonzi Foundation. It's actually called the Silver Spoon Foundation. Our motive is to fight against malaria. You know, I like to say 50% of my income goes back there, you know, because a lot of people kill themselves for money, but me, I try to use what I get to make the world a better place, you know, for real. Because
and how has that been going so far?
It's been going very good. I mean, like, the only thing it gives me is joy, you know what I'm saying? It feels good to see these people happy, to see them have life, to see them not die from malaria, you know, because about 3 million people die every year. 3 million. You know, the biggest wars in the world, I don't think 3 million people died in a year. The biggest wars in the world, you know.
You are helping all those people, you know, as young as you are, you know, putting your resources back to in helping people.
Yeah, yeah.
And when some of these people meet you across the way, you know, you cross their path, they talk to you. What do they say to you?
Well, the truth about it, I tell you gospel truth. I mean, like, when I do this stuff, I don't do it for them to tell me thank you. I do it just to be happy for myself, you know. But of course, when they see me, they're so happy and stuff. But I tell them, yo, I'm not doing it because I don't know. I'm doing it because it's what I was born to do. It's what God said I should do, you know. I don't need you to tell me thank you. I'm going to keep doing it too, because a lot of people tell you thank you, a lot of people still hate you, you know, but I do it because I want to do it, you know, and that's like my passion. Of course, I feel happy when they commend me for it.
And the song I Celebrate.
Yeah, Celebrate.
So what are you celebrating here?
A Celebrate is an inspirational song. It talks about people. Like for me, I mean, that song, I was going through a lot of challenges when I did that song. And I just went to the studio and I didn't write a song. I just got the beat and I just started flowing. And I did it till the end. It's a song that talks about a man who's been going through a lot of challenges. So much challenges that he can't even reason again. He don't know his left from his right. But at the end of the day, his motive, what he believes in or what she believes in, is that no matter the nonsense I see right now, it's going to be better. So I'm celebrating my success before I see my success.
Before you see it.
Exactly. You know,
wow,
so.
that is quite an ambition.
Yeah.
Celebrating the success before you even achieve that.
Yeah, that's fake.
All right. So let's hear this song now. Let's see what Wakunzi has got for us in this beautiful song, I Celebrate. If you have something to celebrate, make sure you celebrate it, because nobody else can celebrate it better than you can do it. Let's celebrate now. Yes, indeed. I celebrate wonderful music, and this great man is my guest today, Wakonzi from Nigeria. And he has been here in America doing some business here and there. Like you've heard him say, he is a philanthropist. Of course, he is a businessman here and there. And he goes out helping people. You know, he's got his foundation, the Wakonzi Foundation. You can check that one out. If people want to check your foundation, how can they get it?
Yeah, basically, I want everybody to let's come together and help eradicate malaria, because 3 million people can't keep dying every year. It's on wakonzifoundation.org. You know, that's WACONZY foundation.org. You know, you come together, let's help get this mosquito net out there, anti-malaria drugs, and of course help sensitize these people. Our primary interest is the pregnant women and the nursing mothers, and of course the children, because they're the ones prone to this disease, this deadly disease. You know what I'm saying? Malaria is the biggest killer of the human race, you know, and we can't let it happen, because evil things happen when good people do nothing. So if you're under the sound of my voice, or you see my face right now, go to wakonzifoundation.org and join us. Let's eradicate malaria.
And you can be that. You can be a good help. So you got to do that right now. Go to wakonzifoundation.org.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get that. Okay, now let's come back to the music. You know, sometimes, in as much as we're talking all this stuff, I love the musical part of you.
Yeah.
You know, and you have this song called Ekpo.
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 What is Ekpo?
Ekpo.
You know, it sounds very dramatic. Ekpo.
Yeah, exactly. Ekpo. I'll tell you what Ekpo is. Ekpo means masquerade. You know, like the moral of the song is that, like, a lot of times people just hate you for no reason, you know. I mean, no matter how good you are, no matter how bad you are, they still hate you for no reason, you know. Guess what? That's life, you know. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to deal with. I mean, Jesus was a very good man, but they killed him for no reason. So, but guess what? I'm not going to fight with nobody. I'm not going to tell you to fight with anybody who hates you. All I tell you to do is give them what? Ekpo. Ekpo is masquerade, right? So, like, you act like you don't see them. You wear your mask on. Like I said.
So you're like turning a blind eye.
Exactly. I said, I'm Oge Jasi. I'm balling like Wakonzi. See, because I testimony. They say that I am shizy. Yepo. Naka. 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 Like swag for them, no time.
Right. So whatever they say out there about you, don't worry.
Yeah,
just Ekpo. Be like Wakonzi. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Make like you are shy.
So you wanna dance, but you cover your face.
You cover your face. Ekpo. Naka. Naka. All right, here we go now. This is Wakonzi in Ekpo. And remember, when you're dancing, cover your face and you go Naka. Come on. I love this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Make the baba new repete. Make the guest them chop pepper. And the mix.
Yes, indeed. Ekpo, you see that dance? You can't beat that. You can't beat that. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy. My guest today is Wakonzi. That's the way we do it here. We bring out all these stars from the continent of Africa, the beautiful continent, and we bring them to you at the Voice of America. African Beat gives you the best of the best. And today, we showcase Wakonzi from Nigeria. And you know, you've been in the United States for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And what is your mission here right now?
My mission is to actually expand my horizon, you know, because, I mean, in the early part of my life, I said to myself, I was going to conquer the world, you know. And it sounded like a joke. I started from Port Harcourt, where I was born and bred. I conquered the Niger Delta in Nigeria. I moved to Lagos. I conquered Nigeria, I like to say. From there, I was able to get known in other parts of the world, like Europe, Africa, a couple of other places. I had to move to America later, you know, to know how it works and fix
things.
And
this is
your
first album released in America,
the
greatest hits of Wakonzi.
Wakonzi greatest hits. It's out now on the streets, you know, that's it, you know, and it's out on the streets. It's marketed by Paradise Entertainment under management of Deviate Media and in partnership with Chef Mary Jo and a lot of other wonderful people too.
Exactly. Well, you know, you're doing so great and I want to commend you for that. And I want to also thank you for stopping by the Voice of America today to be a guest right here on the African Beat.
Yeah.
And so if you leave this place today, what are you going to tell people about the African Beat Show?
I want to say, like, we Africans, you know, like, Africa unite. You know, like, this is a very good platform for us to unite. Yeah, we got to unite and show love to other people because we're Africans, we're black, you know. So we got to show love to more people and unite, you know, get the best out of it. This platform is a wonderful platform for us to actually come together, share ideas, share our talents and stuff. And of course, I want to say big ups to you because before I met you, I've always been your fan. Not your fan, your AC, man. Anyways, I've always been your fan, you know, and I'm happy to meet you today. And I want to say thank you for this platform. Thank you, Voice of America, for always supporting us in Africa, man. God bless America. God bless Obama. God bless Voice of America. God bless Wakonzi.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, that's the preacher man himself. You see that? The guy was actually preaching.
Yeah.
Preaching the music. But that's it. That is Wakonzi there. Thank you so much. And I want you to know that we do appreciate you stopping by. And anytime you around this vicinity, just give us a buzz, and definitely VOA and African Beat will always welcome you. And big thank you also to Chef Mary Jo for making this possible, and to my engineers Gary and to Ted, of all of you out there. I want to thank you very much for being part of this great program. And my second man Aluseni Yansane, the People's Ambassador, thank you all for being out here today. Well, we're going to close with a final track, which is Amosu.
The one I went to me, Amosu. Oro, 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 oro. Amosu, Amosu. You know what that is? I'll tell you a story, yeah? Short story. Back in the days, I met this girl in Port Harcourt. You know, she was my girlfriend. You know, she was cool. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people, you know, say they're spiritual but not religious because they don't believe things are negative things happen from the spiritual realm. But I tell you clearly, as a child of God, listen, the spiritual controls the physical, and he listened to it from me. I said it. I put my life to it. You know, like, I met this girl, and she wanted to control me from the spiritual. You know, the word Amosu means evil spirit, or more or less enemy of progress, if I want to use the general context, you know what I'm saying? She tried to control me from the spiritual, you know? And if I wasn't a child of God, I didn't know the word, I would have been messed up. I probably would be there and be like, yo, this is the way it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be like this. God don't want anything bad for us. He only wants good things for us. So she tried to do that, but because I knew the word, yeah, I was able to understand everything and know that this was not a joke. I mean, it wasn't a small battle, for real. It was a big one, you know? And the video, if you check the video out on YouTube, Wakonzi, I'm also on YouTube, you're going to see the story. You know, that was a real life story.
All right. Well, check out that video. And I know that you're a great man, so I want to thank you one more time. And we'll close with this one today. Amosu, enjoy. Till then, I'm David Vander here in Washington, wishing you all a very pleasant day. Peace.
You wanna shoot me a most?